Buongiorno a tutti. My name is Martin.
And io sono Marco. Welcome to the first season, first episode of our new podcast, Italia Andiamo.
Italiandiamo. It rolls off the tongue. Lovely. But what are we going to be doing in this podcast, Marco?
Well, the idea is to create something that can be used for beginners to start saying a few words, understanding different ways of saying the most basic things and more advanced things. And the idea is over the next 10 episodes, our first season, to approach some everyday situation where you might need to use some Italian. Can you think of any examples, Martin?
Absolutely, yes. I know that I'm going to Sorrento in a week's time. So I know there's going to be occasions when I'm going to need to speak some Italian just to make myself understood, perhaps in the hotel, perhaps in a railway station, perhaps in a restaurant. Sometimes it's just nice to interact with people and have a pleasant hello and goodbye and just general words for thanking people and asking for things.
Okay,
Yeah.
Martin, so let's get you ready for your first trip to Sorrento, and let's also help everybody else. And welcome, and let's go. So our first episode, what's the first episode, Martin?
Well, I think probably the best place to start is giving people the opportunity to be able to say hello and goodbye and ask how people are.
Right, so to go beyond the ciao and the buongiorno, something more than that.
Yeah, I think everybody who's come to this podcast probably has got a bit of an understanding of words like ciao, maybe arrivederci, things like that. So it'd be nice to know different words to add to their vocabulary.
Okay, so let's start from the most obvious. Ciao. Do you actually know the meaning of ciao originally? That has a pretty interesting origin.
Do you know what? I don't. That's great. Go on, tell me.
Matter of fact, it comes from ancient Venice, where it actually meant slave. And basically, we're saying I'm your slave. It was a very respectful way to say hi to someone you consider higher status than you are. Now, today, that's completely lost, obviously, but that's where it comes from. So, and a lot of languages use that, and they don't know, probably. So, there you
That's fantastic. You see, I've learned something already by being on this. Grazie.
prego. Okay, what other ways can we say ciao? So, you mentioned buongiorno, so we obviously know the buons.
The ones.
So, which ones do you know, Martin?
Well, I know buongiorno, which
Right.
obviously the day is il giorno, so buongiorno must mean good day. I think
Right.
most people coming from English countries or English speaking countries to Italy are probably going to be a bit unsure as to when we transition from buongiorno into buonasera. Is there a certain time of day? Does it depend where in Italy you are?
Solid question, Martin. That actually quite depends on the person. I would personally transition around 2 p.m. I know people that transition later on when it gets dark, but let's say the correct way to do it. Would be 2 p.m. if you really want to be precise.
Wow.
Also, some people would say buon pomeriggio for the time around 2 to 5, 6 p.m. and then transition to buonasera. That's very much a philosophical question, I would say, Martin.
So is it one of those things that perhaps younger people use it differently to older people? Are the traditions?
Yeah, maybe. I don't really know why we change it at that time. I've always done it at 2 p.m., and that's what I do. I don't really use buon pomeriggio, but it's not a big concern. I would say if you say buongiorno and it's light out, and you say buonasera and it's dark out, I think you're good.
I think I had a grandmother who once said to me that you should never say good afternoon to somebody until they've eaten their lunch.
Probably. I have to check because I don't know if there is a reason. My mom always told me you say buonasera after 2. That's the correct way to do it. But I don't know if she made it up. I mean, it's possible.
Okay, so buonasera, let's say I'm going to set my watch now at 2 o'clock. I'm going to start saying buonasera. Perhaps I'll say buon
Awesome.
pomeriggio. But then buonanotte is a whole different thing, isn't it? Because the night, I guess the evening goes on a long time in Italy.
Absolutely, yes. The night in Italy is when you sleep. So you don't
Right.
say buonanotte unless either you are sleeping or going to sleep or the other person is. It's really just good night, sleep tight sort of thing. It's not good night as in English.
That makes a lot of sense.
So yeah, buonanotte you can forget about for the most part. Buonasera, even if it's 2 a.m., that works as well. That's the correct way to say it. Or you would say something like ciao or different greetings, but not buonanotte, definitely.
Right, okay, that's interesting because this to me, you see, la sera is the evening, isn't it? And so saying buonasera to somebody and it's 2:05 in the afternoon almost seems like you're wishing your day away a little bit.
Right, that makes sense. Well, there are other ways you could just say something like ciao, obviously. Or a different greeting, if it's a bit more formal, you could say salve. That's actually, in my opinion, a very nice one, although people say you should never say salve. They say it's a bit disrespectful, a bit generic, but I actually quite like it. Did you know this one?
Yeah, do you know, it actually takes me back to when I was at school doing Latin, because salve is a Latin word, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. It actually means be well in Latin. It comes from the same word from which we have salute, which means health. So it's actually a very nice wish. But in today's Italian, it's seen as a bit cold because it's just a very generic way to say hi. You can use it with anybody and you're not really saying much anymore.
Wow. Okay, that's good information. Right. There must be other things. You know, in the UK and I guess in America, there's a lot of people who say things. They'll just say, how are you doing? So, right. You know, do people say come stai instead of saying hello, or would that go with?
Absolutely, that could work. Come stai could be a way to say hi. You could also say come va, which is not much talked about. That literally means how does it go? Va being the present tense of the verb andare. And it's a nice way to say hi as well, come va. It's a bit more informal, a bit more casual. You do not need to answer, as in English, if you ask how are you doing, people are not necessarily going to answer that they're doing good or not. But it's a nice way to say hi as well.
Yeah, see, I think that's very much an English thing. If somebody says, how are you doing? As an English person, you almost have to say, I'm very well, thank you. How are you? It's the way we're brought up. Whereas in the US, I always find that people say, how are you doing? And they'll just reply, how are you doing?
Right. Yeah, I actually studied there. And that's the thing, that they would ask me how I was doing and I would reply and they would be surprised that I was replying. Yeah. Like, you asked me.
That's great. Awesome. Okay, there must be other ways of, I mean, are there other ways of saying hellos and greetings then, apart from the come va, come stai, and the buongiornos and the salves, etc.?
I would say that there are ways that are a bit more informal, almost slangish, and they're really regional. That's something that we need to remember about Italy, is that things change a lot when you move like 100 kilometers in any direction. For example, I was brought up in Milan in the north, and a common way to say hi among kids was just the word bella. That means beautiful, literally, but has nothing to do with the adjective. It just means hi, just bella.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, so I guess things like that are probably not things that we should be trying to use in conversation, but we should be aware that maybe these things may happen.
Absolutely. I think it would be funny if you have some friend from that part of Italy trying to say the word bella, you know, to see if that rings a bell. They'd be very surprised if they understand what you're saying. But, you know, definitely do not use that word in conversation, especially if you're speaking with someone that you need to be a bit more respectful with. You know, in Italian, in Italy, the lei, the formal you, is still a thing. And so sometimes you got to be a bit careful what you say.
So when I walk up to the gentleman at the car rental place in Napoli next week, I shouldn't open my conversation by saying bello.
That is absolutely, that would be so funny. please do that and record yourself. I really want to see that. But no, probably you should not do that. And in that case, just a buongiorno if it's a day, or buonasera if it's later in the day, would be the safest bet.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Right. If you're a bit upset with him, maybe it's late, you can just say salve and it's going to be fine as well.
Okay. Well, then I guess those are most of the hellos and highs, etc. What about moving on to goodbye then? Because I know that you can use ciao. Can you always use ciao?
Oh, ciao is a pretty informal way of saying bye. So you would definitely use that with someone you're using to with. As a Italian learner, you're probably using to most of the time. People not, you know, gonna care too much, but generally speaking, it's an informal way of saying bye. So you would not say that, say if you're speaking to your boss, or maybe to your father-in-law, or to someone important, let's say.
Okay, so what should you say instead?
Well, I would say arrivederci is the most commonly used formal way of saying bye. Try and say that, Martin.
Arrivederci.
Very good. A lot of R's in that one. So it's usually a tricky one for English speakers, but good job there. Some people will also say arrivederla, where that la is the third person singular pronoun. So it's basically using the formal you as opposed to the noi, ci. So slightly more formal to say arrivederla.
And is this So Arrivederci, basically, then I'm guessing for is the word is coming, isn't it? I'm coming again. I will come to see you again. Or
Correct, Martin. That arrivederci literally means until I see you again, or until we see each other again, literally. It would be more of a we, because that ci is the pronoun for noi, for we. Arrivederla is the same word, but just with the formal you instead of the noi as a pronoun. So you're basically saying, I'll see you again. That's how it would sound in English, but it sounds a bit more formal in Italian than the ciao, which is the default, let's say, that's used if you want to be informal.
okay, and in England, obviously, we have goodbye, which we shorten to bye. Is Arrivederci ever shortened?
No, I wouldn't say so. I wouldn't say so. In general, in Italian, we do not shorten as much as they do, as you do in English. And shortening is something that is usually perceived as a bit informal. So if you do it, it's usually not in a formal context. In this case, I do not think that we can shorten that in any ways. Not in modern Italian. Modern Italian is pretty strict when it comes to that. You can shorten what you can shorten and nothing else, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. So instead of shortening Arrivederci, then we'd go to other ways of saying it. Like, I know, I seem to remember hearing a dopo or ci vediamo
Awesome.
dopo.
Absolutely. Yes, a dopo, until later, or ci vediamo dopo, see each other later, ci vediamo, it's vederci. Definitely two good ways to say it. Definitely, it can be used in any context, formal, informal. So, a dopo is probably the best. Something you should not say in Italian, which is common in Spanish, is the word addio from adios in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's a common mistake for Spanish speakers, because addio in Italian means I will never see you again. Literally, we'll see you, when we meet God, which is when we're dead. So in Spanish, they use it commonly in conversation, but in Italian, that's something you should not say, probably, because you're implying something more than you think you are.
Right, so this is like is the word adieu comes to me, the French word, right?
Correct. Correct. The
Okay.
addio would be the Italian version of that. But something that has a much deeper and harsher meaning in Italian, so that's not used in normal conversation.
Right, okay then. And are there other ways of saying goodbye or, see you later or?
Well, yeah, definitely. If you want to play a little bit, you can mix it up. Something you could say is just riposati, rest, divertiti, have fun. You can say something like that. Something I could say in a bit more of an informal context. To a friend, for example, would be fai il bravo, something like be good, behave. Obviously, again, don't say that to your car rental in Naples. That's going to be funny, but definitely good enough in an informal context.
Okay, so fai il bravo, bello,
Awesome.
with my
Awesome.
hand out to the window as I'm driving away.
That would be a scene that you need to record, please, Martin.
Fantastic, that's great. Okay, and we touched on asking come stai, like as a way of saying how you're doing type of thing. If we want to actually ask somebody how they're doing, I guess we use the same expression, come stai. But
Yes.
then we've got to be prepared for what answer's coming back, don't we?
Right. In that case, in Italian, as you guys do in England, we would actually reply if you ask.
Yeah.
And most people, in that case, the answer is bene, and they do not really think about mixing it up. But I think that's kind of interesting, because a lot of people do not know how to say that they're not doing good.
Yeah.
So, how would you say if you do not want to say that you're doing well? Like, what other words could you use, you think?
Well, you see, I'm English, so we always say we're well, even if we bump into somebody in the doctor's office, and you say, how are you doing? Everyone always says, oh, I'm really well, thanks. Well, that's just the way we're conditioned. But it would be handy to know other ways of saying because I don't know. I'd be a bit stumped, really.
Awesome. Okay, so well, if you were doing really well, you could do something like benone, which is the bigger bene, let's say.
Is it? I've never
It
heard of that.
is.
Right.
It's not really a word, but we use it. Usually we do not kind of make it bigger for bene. Benone is kind of a weird one, but it's understood. It's this one ending suffix is often used to say something is big, right? For example, gattone as opposed to gatto is a big cat. So it's understood in Italian. Benone, really good.
So is this a bit like you'd say gattito for a small cat?
Very good. Gatito is Spanish. We would say gattino in Italian, but it's
Gattino.
the same idea.
Okay, so gattino and gattone.
Very good. Yes.
Wow. Okay, we really are learning some interesting things.
Other things you could say, for example, a bit more informally, let's say, you could say something like alla grande.
Alla grande.
Yeah, grande is big or great, so I'm doing great. Or even, especially in the north, in Milan in particular, we started to use a lot of English derived words. So you could say top. That's a very common one in Milan. Although, please do not say that. That's idiots.
Right, okay. Right. I used to know a guy who every time anybody met him and asked him how he was, he would always respond in the same way. He would say, like a lion.
Awesome.
So could I
You
say,
could do
come un leone?
that. Come un leone, that works as well. Obviously, if you want to go over the top, there are many ways you can do that. Come un leone is understood. It's a leone is a symbol of power and strength, so that would work in Italian as well, I would say.
Okay, brilliant.
But then also sometimes you're not feeling too well. So do you know how we would say if you're not feeling too well? How would you do that, Martin?
The politeness in me again would probably say something like, I'm a little bit under the weather.
Right. So you know how to say something like so-so in Italian.
Yeah, so, is it così così or?
Very good. Così, così, correct. You repeat it twice as you do in English. Così would be translated as so or in such a way. For example, fa così freddo. It's so cold, right? But if you repeat it twice as in English, so-so, it means not too well, not too good.
Right, okay. And that is the thing that you've reminded me there. Sometimes we would answer by saying, oh, not too bad. And can I
Right.
say, non c'è male, or is there a way of saying that?
Awesome. Non c'è male, there isn't bad, or even simpler, non male, that
Non male.
works. So we skip the verb essere, which is a bit tricky and annoying for some people.
Right, but that's good to remember that. Non male, I like that.
Other ways you could say that, you could say something like if someone asks you, for example, come va, which is an alternative to come stai, how does it go, as we said, you could just say va. Right, it goes, and that
Okay.
implies it's not going too well, but it's going. So you're living and breathing.
And could I say va benone?
You could say va benone also, but va benone would be very positive. Va would be like something similar to così così, or similar to, for example, something like dai. Very common word in Italian. Have you ever heard this one?
I think I've only ever heard the word die used when you're trying to encourage somebody to say something or do something or tell them something.
Absolutely. Dai means 15 different things in Italian. It's
That's
used
right.
for a lot of different meanings, positive, negative, encouragement. So yeah, in this case, dai would be like,
Okay. I'm thinking about something else here now then, because you said I would always say bene or va bene, sto bene, and now you brought Benoni into it, and you
Right.
said male or non male. Could you say Malone?
That's funny. That's a singer, right?
Is it?
No, in Italian, you do not make that for every word. So
Okay.
in the case of male, malone sounds very weird. You would make it malissimo in that case. Male being an adverb, usually the way we do it for adverbs is with the issimo rather
Right.
than with the one. It's a bit tricky the way you change words in size, but you could say malissimo. That would be, it's a
Malice.
disaster. It's awful. And
Like
someone
you.
says malissimo, be sure they're gonna tell you why.
Oh, right. Okay. So just be ready for some kind of thing to follow after that.
Absolutely. If you say malissimo, it's expected. You will also explain why. Otherwise, it's kind of weird. And a last one that I would think is un disastro. If everything is going just awful and you really do not know what to do, it's è un disastro.
Un disastro.
There you go.
Okay.
Can you guess what disastro means? It's similar in English, so it's not too hard.
I'm guessing it's disastrous.
Right. Very good. Yes. Disaster, technically, but
Yeah.
same word, obviously, from Latin in both languages.
Well, that's been really good. That really informative. I think it's backed up quite a lot of things that I kind of already knew, but at the same time, you've taught me quite a lot of new things there and little ways of embellishing what I already knew. So I guess adding to my vocabulary and making me a bit more confident with greetings and goodbyes, which is the whole idea of this, isn't it, Marco?
Absolutely. And the idea is you're going to meet and greet and say goodbye many times in a day. So you want to mix it up, and it's a simple word can make your Italian sound a lot better and more natural when it's in the right place. So that's the idea of this podcast, not necessarily teach you to speak the language, but to sound a little bit more natural in everyday context, which is what you will encounter mostly, I guess, if you're in Italy.
Okay, fantastico. So what are we going to do next time?
Well, I was thinking, you were telling me, Martin, that sometimes numbers are a bit tricky, you know, especially when it comes to hearing them quickly, maybe when it's loud and so forth, maybe dates and times. Is that something that might be interesting?
I think that would be extremely helpful because, again, that guy at the car rental place in Napoli might want to charge me some extra money, and I need to know that he's not charging me too much.
Absolutely, absolutely. So let's do that, numbers and dates and so forth, and then we take it from there.
Fantastic. Okay, that's been great, that Marco. Thank you very much. Grazie mille.
Awesome. Grazie a te, Martin. E grazie a tutti. Thanks to everybody that was here today. And I'll see you all next time.
Ci vediamo dopo.
A presto.